As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
So these ancestry kits, man, are creating a whole bunch of tension in some families, right? The intention is good. Oh, it's so exciting. Maybe I'll find family I'd never known about. But a lot of these stories go sideways quickly. Krista doesn't want anything to do with them even. She was telling us yesterday.
No, and I had said for the longest time it's because I didn't want to just give up my DNA and not know, you know, these companies are going to have it. And again, as I am going to reiterate from yesterday, and I'm going to say it the exact same way I said it yesterday, I ain't no scientist. I don't know what they can do with this stuff, so I'm just not going to give it up willy-nilly. You want me to spit in a little tube? Sorry, I'm going to pass. But then, if I was being honest, I had a second friend come forward and tell me that she has found a long-lost half-sibling. The second friend that this has happened to recently, okay? And if I'm being honest, and I did one of these, I think because my dad had some wild days back in the day. I mean, it was the 60s and the 70s. I could have a half-sibling out there, and I don't want to know about all that mess. I want no part of that. I want zero part of that.
So we get this email, and her husband is using one of these DNA kits to research her family, and she's really afraid of what they'll find out. So if you've got something going on in your life, you want to share your drama with us, hit us up at thebirdshow.com, and Abby has the email.
My husband recently fell head over heels for this whole genealogy thing. He's been spending hours on Ancestry.com and has even started building my family tree, which I thought was super sweet of him.
Leave my tree alone.
So he ordered these Ancestry DNA kits, and at first I thought it was just some fun thing that would tell us our ancestors were Vikings or something. I didn't really get that it could actually connect us to living, breathing relatives. And that's where things get a little tricky.
See, people, before you spit in a tube, you need to do a little bit of research as to what you're getting yourself into. The fact that everybody's just willing to give up their DNA left and right.
Yeah, I mean, I said this yesterday, man. You take a look at my DNA and you look at my family tree, all the scientist is going to say is that that family tree needs more fertilizer. A lot more fertilizer, man. And I keep hearing these stories over and over and over again about these exciting things that happen when you do these DNA kits and the people that you're related to. Mine were nothing like that, man. There was nothing on there worthwhile at all.
No Vikings?
Zero.
Bummer.
No, if anything, we were like little itty bitty Incas.
I've never told anyone this because I've never actually wanted to say it out loud. My own husband doesn't even know. I've always had this tiny doubt about whether my dad is actually my biological dad. My mom had a wild past, and while my siblings could be my dad's clones, I stick out like a sore thumb. I love my parents so much, and the thought of this DNA test potentially uncovering some deep family secret has me on edge. It would be crushing. So I need some serious schooling on how these ancestry DNA tests work, and hopefully I'm worried for no reason. Can I limit how much info I get? Can I choose not to be matched with potential relatives? And if I opt out of this matching thing, can I still get the fun stuff about my ancestors? If my husband is the one doing all this, is there an easy way for me to prevent this without having to even admit to him what I'm worried about? I just don't even like talking about this tiny bit of doubt in my head. I know there's a slim chance of any skeletons falling out of the closet, but I can't help freaking out just a little bit. Any advice or insight would be a godsend right now.
I dabbled in it a little bit, but like I said, I mean, the results were so anticlimactic for me that I deleted the app because there was really nothing on it. But it does give you like some helpful information on like blood type and different chromosome type things. And then I just kind of lost interest. But I still get emails from time to time saying, hey, we just found another relative of yours in Greece. Hey, we found another relative of yours that could be a relative in Southern California. But I got no interest in it.
I'm pretty sure through Ancestry, because that's what I used, you can turn off DNA matches. So you can just find out about, like, oh, you're, you know, a Viking, or you're from the Yucatan Peninsula, whatever. You can just find out that stuff, and you can turn off the match thing, so nobody will be matched with you, which means you won't find out about any relatives. But I'm not sure what the default is. So she might have to log in and turn that off before he sees any of it.
Yeah, I've only done the Ancestry thing like once on a whim, and I didn't have to do any kind of DNA spitting in a cup type thing. So maybe there's that option too, where you just fill out all your family history and they start matching you with people.
I don't know if this movie has been made yet, but it seems like it should be right around the corner, that you do one of these tests, you're all excited about meeting your relative, and your relative ends up like wanting to murder your family.
Yikes.
Like, it seems great, but there are a lot of crazy people there.
You just gave somebody a million dollar idea for free.
No, this is how they're solving murders now. Like cold cases, because so many people are doing these DNA matching kits, they are able, and they have special people who work on this, and you have to whittle it down, and it takes a hot minute. But if there is a slight connection with DNA that police have saved in crime labs over the years, they have solved numerous cold cases because of like 23andMe.
I saw this. There was a Jane Doe who was murdered in the Los Angeles area, I think. And some random girl went on to talk about it. She's like, the police contacted me because I'm a DNA match for this victim, this Jane Doe. They had no idea who she was. And because of the Ancestry DNA or whatever 23andMe she used, they were able to ID the Jane Doe as being part of her family tree, and it gave them a new lead in the case.
Damn. Whoa. Yeah, it's complicated, man.
So I wish I could help, but sorry, I can't.
No, I'm not doing it. If I'm in her shoes, I would tell my husband, if you want to do it, go ahead, but I don't want to know anything about it, so you're going to be stuck with a secret that you probably will be dying to tell me, but I don't want to know anything.
The Burt Show.